Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge, and my name is Christy. So today we have a TED Talk, and well, we all know that TED Talks are sometimes very serious and very boring sometimes, but today we have a video and it's called Why Sitting Down Destroys You, and it not only explains why, the speaker is also pretty hot. So if you have time, go take a look at the full video and let's take a look at today's sentence. This is in fact a pre-chair resting human position, but unfortunately, as a consequence of our current human conditioning or our culture, this nature resting position is about to be taken away from this child. He is about to be taught a resting position is in fact a chair. This is in fact a pre-chair resting human position. But unfortunately, as a consequence of our current human conditioning or our culture, this nature resting position is about to be taken away from this child. He's about to be taught a resting position is, in fact, a chair. 那我们首先来看第一个字呢是 position。position 呢指的是位置的意思。position 重音在 si 的地方 ，po 发短音 ，e 的音呢要记得 si 呢要发 z 的音。position。举例来说呢 I do not like what he did, but I don't think I'm in a position to say anything. 我虽然不认同他的所作所为，可是我不认为呢这里有我智慧的余地。那它的名词跟动词呢是 pose, 指的是样子或者是姿势。它当名词是指这个意思，那当动词的话就是摆姿势的意思。举例来说呢 ,models often have to think of a lot of poses within a few seconds. 模特儿呢通常在短短几秒之内的时间呢就得想出非常多不一样的姿势这样子。再来呢是 unfortunately。unfortunately 呢指的是不幸地。unfortunately。Unfortunately, 这个字音节比较多，不如我们就从最下面开始看。最下面的是 fortune, T-U-N-E 这边不发 tune, 发 chun 的音。Fortune 是财富的意思。那像是我们通常会讲到什么 Fortune 500, 什么前500大财富500大选出来的好公司等等，就是这个 Fortune 500的 fortune。那再来呢，它的形容词呢是 fortunate。Fortunate, N-A-T-E 这边只有发短音 E 的音，指的是幸运的。举例来说呢 I think I'm very fortunate to have known you. 我认为呢我能认识你呢是一件非常幸运的事情。副词呢则是 fortunately 是幸运的。那我们可以说 A thunderstorm came when we were on our way to the camping trip, but fortunately there are still cabin lodges left. 我们要去露营的时候呢很不幸的碰上大雨，可是幸运的是呢还有小木屋可以租借。那再来就是来看它的反义词是 unfortunate 是不幸的，那再来就是不幸的副词 unfortunately。这个呢跟 fortunately 都可以用在一个句子的转折的感觉。举例来说呢 We really liked your performance, but unfortunately there are only limited spots to the finals. 我们很喜欢你的表演，可是很不幸的呢我们得跟你说可以进决赛的组别呢是非常有限的。再我们来看是 consequence。consequence 呢指的是后果。consequence 重音在最前面的地方 ,se 呢是发短音 ,e 的音 ,consequence 发 quince 是后果。那我们可以说 ,if you are going to do this, you have to be responsible for the consequences. 如果你确定要这么做那你就必须对后果负责。那一个字跟它蛮相关的都是有一个一系列而产生的结果的东西叫做 sequence。sequence 是连续啊或者是一连串的数字等等。那它还有另外一个名词呢叫做 sequel。sequel 大家可能就比较常听过，就是可能不管是电影啊或者是书的续集那就叫做 sequel。最后我们来看的是 culture 呢指的是文化的意思，重音在 cul 的地方 l 的时候呢要记得舌头往上顶，会是一个 culture 文化。那我们可以说 Even though he adapts quickly to new environments, he still suffered from culture shock when he first moved to the UK. 他虽然呢非常可以适应新的环境，可是当他一开始就是搬到英国的时候呢还是免不了一些文化冲击。Alright, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. This is, in fact, a pre-chair, resting human position. But unfortunately, as a consequence of our current human conditioning or our culture, this nature resting position is about to be taken away from this child, and he is about to be taught that a resting position is, in fact, a chair. All right, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Remember to leave your recordings below, and I will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye.